How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. We're very honored to have a World War II hero with us, World War II veteran from Tonawanda, Dr. John Bruce Long, a lifelong Republican, retired chiropractor. He was in the top platforms of power for decades with Republican county executives as a right arm of many county executives, also graduate by the Palmer School of Chiropractic, and we're very happy to have him with us on the Rusk Report today, Dr. John Bruce Long. Let's first talk about the Trump win. You've been involved in Republican politics for 60 years. What does this mean to you, Dr. John Long?
Well, as you know, Brian, I have had this love affair with the presidency and with America, especially America, all these many, many years. And I believe that the election last night of Donald Trump as our 47th president is one of the greatest possible things that could have ever happened to America, because America has been at a crossroads in recent years, and as a veteran, along with thousands of other veterans, we've been very deeply concerned the direction the country was going in. We now can feel that our prayers were answered, and we have a man now who understands America, understands what the democracy is all about, and it's a great relief to know that we have someone now that's going to be able to steer America in the right direction, because in recent polls, I'm told that 70% of the people in the country feel that the country's been going in the wrong direction. So last night, the election of Donald Trump as the 47th president is a great, great move forward for America.
How did Trump do this? Did he just talk common sense for the last 4 years, and it hit the people that we were heading towards socialism and communism? How did he do it?
Well, I feel that Donald Trump had a natural instinct and a way to talk to the average American people. He was able to reach to the working person. He understands, because of the businesses that he has been ahead of all these many, many years. He's had to work with thousands and thousands of people that worked for him. And I think that he, more than anybody else, understands the working man, the blue-collar man. And I think that is one of the reasons that it propelled him, this election propelled him to be the kind of a winner that he has turned out to be in this election.
Now, they said that he had a problem with white suburban women. It seemed that he appealed to them. He got their vote. He didn't just win by a hair. He won by a landslide.
Well, you know, Brian, this is America. And as I said, I've had this love affair with this country all these many years. And everyone in this country has a right to their own thinking. They have a right to say we have freedom of speech. These women had a perfect right to say what they wanted to say. At the same time, obviously, Donald Trump was able to reach the vast majority of white women. And obviously, he got the votes of thousands and thousands of those white women. So I think, this is America. Everybody has a right to feel what they want to feel about their government. And that's the great thing about this country. You have the ability to vote in secret. You have a secret ballot. And you, as an individual, as long as you are a certified American, you have that secret ballot. You vote for the form of government that you want. And that's what happened last night. The vast majority of American people decided they wanted the kind of government that Donald Trump is capable of. And, of course, we saw it in his first term, his first 4 years, the great things that he accomplished. So I think that explains pretty much why all of these different people voted for as they did last night.
Now, one thing that you and the late John Scheer were pushing for many, many years was voter registration. We're taping this program in a county that's 2-1 Democrat, and the Republicans are far behind, particularly City of Buffalo, Town of Amherst, Town of Tonawanda. Let's talk about voter registration, why Republicans and conservatives have to really get that in line.
Well, obviously, the voter registration is an issue that has been certainly a deep, deep concern of mine for many years. I'm just so disappointed that I haven't seen the Erie County Republican Party, the committee, the leadership of the party, reach out and ask more and more people to register as Republicans, because, you know, what I've learned in public services, people just want to be asked. All you have to do is ask people. And the Republican Party at this point has not put on what I call a well-organized, a well-strategy registration program to enhance the enrollment of the Republican Party. They just haven't, but for some reason they haven't done that, and I think it's been to their disadvantage in many ways.
Let's talk about why you are a Republican. Again, you're in a 2-1 Democratic county. You're in a 3-1 Democrat state. A lot of Republicans have left New York State. What appeals to you, the platforms of the Republican Party, locally and nationally, for you to be involved as a World War II veteran, Dr. John Long?
Well, let me give you a little bit of my own past history. I happen to have been a member of a family that were, I had 11 brothers and sisters, and a brother and sister both passed away even before I was born. But my father in the late 30s, who was a carpenter contractor, he helped form the Carpenters Union in Western New York. Can you imagine that? And he was always a Republican, even though at that time he helped form the Carpenters Union. But my father always felt that the Republican Party was the best party to give everybody the greatest opportunities, and that he always believed in smaller government. He did not believe that we should depend upon government to do for us what we should be doing for ourselves. And I just think that that had a great impact on me, on my entire life, as to why I am a Republican, and I'm grateful to my father taking that attitude and taking that position.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, our guest today is World War II veteran Dr. John Bruce Long. If you're listening in Tonawanda, Montreal, Washington, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Eagle newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores for home delivery. Call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, the executive director of the Muskoka Discovery Center, Wendy Fairbairn, Brigadier General Anthony Tata, Governor George Pataki, and John Katsimatidis. Next week, we'll have a leader with Gospel Ministries, Terry King, on the Rusk Report on the Bet, AM 1520. You served our country with distinction, Dr. John Long, in World War II. There are not a lot of World War II veterans still around. Let's talk about why you served the country, how you served it, and why you love this country, Dr. John Bruce Long.
That's a very good question, and I'm going to give you my heartfelt answer to that question. I remember very well that my family, my father was very patriotic. He always was displaying the American flag on the days that were important, Flag Day and 4th of July and what have you. And it was just a natural thing for my father to raise all of us to respect America, to be grateful to the form of government we were living under, the democracy. And so I just feel that I started out with a great parental guidance and backing, and my continued love of the Republican Party and the love of America has continued to grow and grow. And here I am, going on 98 years of age, and just imagine the love that I share with all of my friends and my family, my love for America. Greatest country in the world. Everyone has an opportunity in this country to be everything they can possibly be. And I think that's the reason I continue to just, and I will do this to my dying day. I will be there urging every young person in this nation and in this area to love America and respect what they have, because in World War II, there were so many of us that laid our lives on the line so that we could have the freedoms we have today. For whatever reason, God spared my life and sent me back home. But I do know this, that I've spent all of my time in appreciation for getting back home, to continue to build America, to continue to get our young people to respect everything about this country that is beautiful and wonderful. I just cannot say enough publicly what a great country you live in and what great opportunities there is here for everyone.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from World War II veteran and civic leader Dr. John Bruce Long. So we're grateful for his knowledge and intelligence. You worked with the higher echelon of political leaders, with county executives, Tatuska, Ned Reagan, Ed Rutkowski. You are a close advisor to Congressman Nick Langworthy. Let's talk about what was the highlight of your political career. What stood out in the last 50 years, Dr. John Bruce Long?
There's not one particular thing, because so many opportunities came about for me. I remember working on Ronald Reagan's campaign, the presidency. That was a great honor for me in so many, many different ways. I've worked on the campaigns for county executives, B. John Tatuska, who was a great American, a veteran of the war, what have you. There was no one particular circumstance, because there were so many opportunities that came my way, and it has just been a fantastic, wonderful experience for me after all these many years, and I have absolutely no regrets, because the people I've worked with and the public servants I've worked with, they're just so outstanding, and I just, as I said, I'm just grateful for the opportunities that I've had, and it's Erie County, the government I worked in, on all levels of the county government, it's been absolutely a wonderful experience. As you may know, I served under the new form of county government, Edward Rath, who was the first county executive under that form of government. That in itself was an honor to be with him. You know, the Rath building, that's the big office building right down in Buffalo, is a tribute to the great work that family did and gave to this county. So I've had great opportunities, and I just have no regrets whatsoever. Politics is a very interesting. It's a people's business. You've got to love people and care about people if you're going to be involved in it. And for me, it's been a pleasure After all these years, I can still say that.
Let's talk about U.S. military today. Donald Trump has said that we're poorly equipped, poorly prepared, poorly represented with two wars going on. He says we're on the verge of World War III. He's found our military leadership to be weak and indecisive. Your assessment on the United States military 2024, Dr. John Bruce Long.
Well, over the most recent years, the last several years, our military has been very much depleted in a lot of different ways, and President-elect Donald Trump has made a commitment to rebuild our military, to make it as one of the strongest fighting forces in the world, because with strength comes peace. And I think that that is what has to happen now. There's got to be a rebuilding of the military, and that's going to take place now, I'm sure of that. And I think America, once again, will become highly regarded and respected around the world, because the only way you're going to get that respect is to be a strong country, and that's what I think is going to happen under Donald Trump with his new presidency.
Dr. John Long, you talked about your belief in the Republican Party as a party of lesser and smaller government. Overall, do you think we have too much government, too many handouts, too much welfare, too many illegal residents in the United States getting these services? How do you see it, Dr. John Long?
Well, as you may know, I served as a Republican chairman in the great town of Tonawanda for 20 years. And I always had a basic idea about being the chairman, and that was my elected officials, and when I say my elected officials, because each party, of course, endorses their candidates to run for public office. And I always put forth this idea that we provide an abundance of services within a framework of fiscal responsibility. In other words, you just don't go spending money you don't have, and you don't tax people unless you really have to do that. But in our form of government, the one most beautiful thing about it is, if you're an elected official and the people have elected you, they will continue to re-elect you as long as you provide the form of government that they wish to have. And if some point in place the elected officials ignore the wishes of the average taxpayer, the average citizen, they have that ballot, the secret ballot, to vote those people out and bring in a new form of government they feel is better for them. So I just feel that, and again, it comes back to our form of government, our democracy, and why I have this love affair with America. It just is the most fantastic form of government any place in this world. And I'm so glad I was able to be a part of it all these many, many years.
For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report, our guest is a World War II veteran who has served his community and nation admirably, Dr. John Bruce Long, former Republican chairman of the town of Tonawanda for 20 years, lifelong Republican, World War II veteran, retired chiropractor, a graduate of the Palmer School of Chiropractic. Our guest today, Dr. John Bruce Long. If you're listening in Tonawanda or Manhattan or Montreal, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Now, you served County Executives Rath, Rutkowski, Tatuska, Regan. Which county executive stood out to you as the most capable, and why, Dr. John Long?
That's a very, very good question, because ironically, every one of the county executives I served under had their own form and style of governing. And I have to say that no particular one stood out because they all were very outstanding. They realized that the responsibilities they had, it's a large, complex government here in Erie County. We have the various neighborhoods we have throughout Erie County, and fortunately, as I said, no one outstanding from my viewpoint, and I thought Ed Rakowski, who was one of the youngest county executives I've served under, I thought he had great potential, great possibilities, and Ed Rakowski was so outstanding. As of course, he was a former Buffalo Bill football player, but he himself, he had the personality, and he loved people, and he understood the average blue-collar worker. So among those, of course, B. John Tatusky himself was so outstanding. He had a lifetime of law enforcement as a Buffalo police officer for many, many years, and then sheriff of Erie County. He, too, in his own way, was so outstanding. Of course, Edward Rath, the county executive, the first county executive under the new form of county government, he was so outstanding. He was loved by the people, and he had a great team of people around him during the years that he was the county executive. And I would say he was probably one of the most outstanding county executives that we had here in Erie County.
Very good. Let's talk about Rockefeller helping the chiropractic profession. You have said that he helped a great deal with licensing, educational requirements, and approval in Washington for chiropractors. Tell us about that, Dr. John Bruce Long.
Yes, I was working on a statewide committee to get legislation passed to regulate the practice of chiropractic in New York State. I had graduated from the Palmer School of Chiropractic under the GI Bill of Rights, and I had to make a choice upon completion of my studies, where did I want to practice? At that time in New York State, there was no law regulating the practice in this state, and there were many, many chiropractors who could not qualify for licensing in other states where they had licensing, and they finally drifted back into New York State. So I decided, along with two other upstate chiropractors and four downstate chiropractors, to form a statewide legislative committee. The whole purpose was to continue working. We had a five-year plan. We continue working to convince the New York State legislature that we needed a form of legislation to regulate and license the practice of chiropractic in the state of New York. Nelson Rockefeller was always very much open to the idea of licensing the chiropractors in the state, because he didn't feel we should have people giving out health services in this state unless they were licensed and regulated and met the important credentials. So he was supportive, but then of course we had the chiropractors had to convince the New York State Senate and the members of the Assembly that we should have legislation, and in the best interest of the patients and the people of New York State, a licensing program was absolutely necessary. Nelson Rockefeller supported that idea, and he played a major part in getting the state assembly members to vote for the law, and they took the vote, and the Senate passed it first. There was a great majority leader in the Senate then, Walter G. Mahoney, Senator Mahoney, and then it went over into the Assembly. And the night that the bill came before the Assembly, the chiropractors lacked four or five votes in order to get the votes necessary. And the governor came down from the second floor himself, Nelson Rockefeller, spoke on behalf of the law, the vote was taken, the law was passed, and as a result of that, the chiropractors in the state of New York are under a very strict licensing program. And ironically, an interesting thing that happened about a month after the bill was passed, I received a personal call from the Senate Majority Leader asking me if I would be interested in serving on the very first board of chiropractic examiners in the state of New York. And, of course, I considered that a privilege and an honor, and I accepted the request. And to this day, I still hold license number 4 in the entire state of New York. So the licensing program was very important, very necessary, and today the chiropractors in the state are, you know, very well organized, and every one of them that are very well educated and passed very strict laws and very strict examinations under the Board of Regents. So that was a very, very major step forward in this state for part of the healing arts.
Very good. We have a minute left on the Rusk Report. A little bit more on how much you love the United States of America, Dr. John Bruce Long.
That's a very good question, and I have to admit I get a little bit emotional when I have asked that question many times. I'll give you a quick thing. I came home one day, my mother told me that I had something in the mail. It was my draft notice. I found myself all the way down to Camp Wheeler, Georgia, eventually for intensive infantry training. And when we arrived, there were 3,000 of young men from all across the country. We never knew one another. Within a week, we were buddies, we were friends, and to this day, sometimes lifelong friends. But I just feel that the experience I had, and because I had that opportunity to see America for the greatness that it is, I've always been grateful, and to this day, I've had this long-time love affair with America. And I have to tell you this, if today, even though I'm 90, going on 98 years of age, if today I was asked to lay my life down for America, I would do the same thing again without any question.
I'm sorry, we have to come to a close of this program. We thank Dr. John Long, serving our country, risking his life as a World War II veteran. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us about the value of America, Dr. John Bruce Long. Have a great
week. God bless you. God bless America. Take care.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.